at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 2006 in Columbus, Georgia, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, broadcast an Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, show on the Sci-Fi Channel. The main event was a handicap match between ECW World Champion Big Show and DX, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels, HBK. The match ended in a disqualification when Bob Holly saved the Big Show from receiving a pedigree. But DX had the last laugh when Triple H cleared the ring with a sledgehammer. Sledgehammers have that effect on people. In 1975, at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, MSG, in New York City, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, WWWF, world champion Bruno Sammartino beat Bugsy McGraw and Lou Albano in a handicap match. It seems like September is the time to have handicap matches. In 1965, the Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, architect Paul Heyman was born. In 1991, in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Ric Flair made his World Wrestling Federation, WWF, debut. Woo! In 1968, in Dallas, Texas, The Spoiler and Gary Hart took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, American Tag Team title for the third time when they beat Fritz Von Erich and Grizzly Smith. And in 1991, in Providence, Rhode Island, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held its sixth King of the Ring, where Intercontinental Champion Bret Hart beat Irwin R. Schyster, IRS, to win the tournament. I guess Bret decided to get his winnings up front instead of waiting and getting a nice tax return come April. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb. Buy our t-shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com or visit BashandBarb.com for more.